Live from the Coors Light Studios, KHDK AM and HD, KNCI HD3 Sacramento, Sports 1140 KHDK. This is The Drive.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
With Carmichael Dave, Katie Christensen, and Nate Goodyear.
New morning, team.
Put the top down. Rev your engine.
Say, what goes on this morning?
Welcome to The Drive.
I don't know if I want to say, wow, I really respect that about you, or if I want to say, gosh, that is so stupid.
Come on, man. Wake the f*** up. The Drive. The Drive.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Here we go with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
That keg is almost tapped.
Yes.
And they're going to get every last drop out of it.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios. Coors Light, with great beer comes great responsibility. Now the drive continues with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
It's 8:04, time for the Jacuzzi 60th anniversary sale at Jacuzzi of Sacramento. Call 315-TUBS.
Following a lot of stuff today, 8:04 on the drive. What have we gotten to so far? Some free agents, we believe, are on the Sacramento Kings radar. You knew about Ryan Anderson. We've been talking about that for a couple weeks. Harrison Barnes, they're expected to sniff around those tires. Alan Crabb and Courtney Lee, a few names brought up. We talked earlier about...
Is it at all surprising to you that there's a couple of forwards on that list?
No, because I'm not surprised at anything now after that draft. But speaking of that draft, and Mayor Carolyn Goodman's going to join us, the mayor of Las Vegas, in about 5 minutes, and we'll obviously focus mainly on the future of the Raiders there in Las Vegas, but also the sports world in general in Las Vegas,
yeah,
as they now finally have a major league team in the NHL expansion.
And I think a lot of people thought that it would potentially be the Raiders before anything else,
yes,
but then... The
Boom.
NHL swept in, and they're there.
They got it.
And they have the arenas already built.
They may, in fact, and we'll ask her about this, I think I read somewhere, they could have, including the T-Mobile that just opened, three new arenas there within the next 5 years, I think is what it is. Three separate new arenas.
Slash stadiums,
in addition to all the casino, yeah, seating as well.
Well, and the crazy thing about it is that's an NBA-NHL arena.
Yes, so I'm
20,000 people.
Curious to ask her how they think they're going to fill those seats, et cetera, the demographics, the makeup, blah, blah, blah. We'll get to that in 5 minutes. We were talking about the draft, and we'll pick this up after we talk to the mayor. But there is one elephant in the room that we would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge, at least repeatedly on the program. When you look at Thursday's draft, aside from the fact that Papagiannis at 13 is at least where stands right now, a questionable pick. A guy that was rated, averaged right around 40, if you look at most of your pre-draft ratings, and was grabbed at number 13. That's questionable. But I think even more questionable is the fact that they grabbed an 18-year-old 7'2" center. They grabbed another almost 7-footer in Scott Labissiere. They're reportedly going to make a run at Ryan Anderson, who is 6'10". And they have Willie Cauley-Stein and DeMarcus Cousins with Rudy Gay, who very likely will not be here next year. Ben McLemore in that two-guard spot, which is a complete and total hole. And then in point guard position where they have nobody under contract except for Darren Collison, who has a couple issues.
Legal issues.
So the question I think that has to be asked as Kings fans, not whether you agree with it or not, but does the draft Vlade put on look more logical if they're looking to trade DeMarcus Cousins?
I think if you step outside of your kind of, take off your Kings glasses.
You agree with it or not. We're just looking at logic.
Because I talked to you about this yesterday, and I was like, Dave, put away your fandom for a moment right now. And as we're trying to make sense of this and gain clarity and look into kind of what potential moves in the future could be for the Kings, it does kind of look like it's a potential for setting up a trade for DeMarcus Cousins, because you're gaining a ton of people in the front court, right? Which obviously is where you're stacked right now, where your glaring deficiencies are in the backcourt. So you're like, okay, well, they're gaining pieces, because if they were to trade DeMarcus Cousins, they would use him to gain people to fill that backcourt, to gain some. And this is the thing, whether or not you want it or you don't want it, if DeMarcus Cousins were to be traded, his value is through the roof compared to any other player on that roster. The only way you make that trade, Dave, is if you absolutely get top value for him. And that would, in this sense, mean some really legitimate, either a point guard, shooting guard, what have it. But if it's anything other than a one or a two, I just don't see how it works.
That's if you take DeMarcus off the board for the Kings, say he just disappeared into thin air, right? Now you have and let's say they do grab Ryan Anderson. Okay, so now you've got a starting front court of Willie Cauley-Stein, mm-hmm. Ryan Anderson. Mm-hmm. You've got Papagiannis now coming off the bench, Labissiere coming off the bench, and Kosta Koufos, who's still on the team, coming off the bench. Yeah. That's as it would stand right now with DeMarcus off the board and them signing Ryan Anderson.
Yeah.
Remember, too, if they trade DeMarcus, it's not just what you get back from him. That's also $15 million right. in salary. So,
which is crazy that's all he's making.
For now. He'll be making $40 million in 3 years. We'll get back to that in a second because obviously that's a pretty explosive topic. But it's just a question to be asked, because now if you turn around and you were to move DeMarcus for a one, a two, or a three, and honestly, I think the most likely destinations, and that now we're really really reaching here.
But
Boston is one.
Yeah.
I think Boston is 100% one. And with Boston, what's interesting is, and we can get to the rosters in a second, but you're sitting there with, it's not going to be for Isaiah Thomas, but you have Marcus Smart and Avery Bradley in the backcourt.
Yeah. Jay Crowder.
And then you have Jay Crowder at small forward.
Yep.
So then the question is, does Danny Ainge trade his backup point guard and his starting two and three off a playoff team, for example? We'll get to Philly and the other candidate here at the bottom of the hour. Right now, we're honored to welcome in the mayor of, listen, I spent a lot of time in Las Vegas. We'll be there in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
But not just a fine city, but I want to say a growing city. It's been growing so much, Mayor Goodman, and now it's growing in the sports world by leaps and bounds. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dave. That's Katie. How are you this morning?
Hi, how are you? And so nice to be with you both. And Katie, you're a legend yourself.
Whoa! Hey!
Well, you're not chopped liver. You'll be fine, too.
Mayor, congratulations on Las Vegas finally breaking through that ceiling and becoming a quote-unquote major league sports town. One of the hottest cities in the United States is now home to one of the coldest sports in the United States. How excited are you for NHL hockey?
I just love the whole concept of it. I really do. I'm an old New Yorker, both old and a New Yorker, and so remember the Rangers and passion already in those early years for hockey. And but it's about time. You're right. We got 2.1 million people here. We are ready for Major League sports, and thank you, Bill Foley.
Now, Mayor, we are the home of the Raiders here at KHTK, and we've kind of been covering Las Vegas and having it as she's already laughing. You guys have already been on our radar. So I'm curious, did you had to have known that the potential for NHL was even greater than an NFL franchise at that point. How long has this been in the works to bring an NHL team to Vegas?
Well, you know, my husband was mayor for 12 years before I was lucky enough to be elected mayor 6 years ago. So we're 18 years of Goodman's here. And the Goodman thrust, aside from developing culture and having high-quality medical and research, really has been about major league sports. So Oscar actually met with Commissioner Bettman 99-2000 to see if there was anything there, and of course got the same reception along the way as we did from the commissioner of the NBA, and then moving along to I mean, we've been everywhere. But, you know, things have changed because in 99, really Nevada was the only place that really had legalized gambling. I mean, it was beginning to go around the country, but now it's everywhere. So that being an excuse why you can't have major league sports here was ridiculous. And then 3 years ago, I tried to get us a major league soccer team because it's the number one sport in the world. Pretty close on that. We were building a stadium. Actually, it was a joint venture with private-public partnership. on the stadium. So it was a bricks and mortar investment. But things didn't work out, and the team, that franchise expansion went on to Minneapolis. But we're back in the game on that one, too. So it really, it's we're so ready, and because we're such a melting pot of people, too, we have people, you name it, we have people from there. And we have people who are passionate about, even people who are crazy about rugby and lacrosse and everything, you name it. They have a passion. So we really do have a group that loves ice hockey.
Mayor Carolyn Goodman joining us on KHTK from Las Vegas. Mrs. Mayor, now, when we talk about the Raiders going there, the latest I've seen, which means it probably changed 5 minutes ago because I know it's a fluid situation. So you have Sheldon Adelson wanting to raise around $750 million in public funding. Mark Davis, obviously very, very interested, has made multiple visits down there. Could you give us your best update on the Raiders and your confidence level that you'd be able to work something out?
Well, let me say I'm one of a team of people who's part of a tourism infrastructure that's been looking at this whole scenario. I also happen to know Mr. Adelson pretty well and, in fact, went to him about 3 years ago to say, you know, how about buying a team, bringing it here? We're ready. But, of course, at that time, the Rams were available, the Chargers still are, and Oakland. And so I really, he said, no, I don't want to own a team, but I might consider doing a stadium. So here we are moving forward with that. The initial look at this from day one when there was something on the table, it was about, set you hit the nail on the head, it was $750 million of public funding. Now, we're a little different than California. We don't have state income tax here. Mm-hmm. Lucky us. And we don't have corporate tax here. Lucky us. Nor do we have a state tax. So where this money is purported to be coming from would be increasing a small percent on the room tax, the hotel room tax, which is tourist dollars. We sit right now at the middle part around the country for room tax, maybe even a little lower than that. And so it really isn't public dollars. You always get a pushback, not my money, not my money. And I know you hear that up in the Bay Area for Oakland. And that's a different situation. Those of us who call this home, we pay property tax, and that's quite modest because there's a cap on it. And we pay sales tax, which is, you know, you go out and you shop and you just, so we're not touching either of those for this venture. What's happened was from $750 million, part of the committee that is working with, Sands Corporation and Majestic, sat down, a very few of the 15, couple actually, two, sat down to try and come up with a way to bring down the public participation. Nobody on the rest of the committee had been participating in that. So that floated and that's out there right now. I think the issue really is, you know, and I certainly understand where I'm living in Oakland, that I wouldn't want the Raiders to move. We actually, my husband and I have had season tickets for the Chargers for over 40 years.
Wow.
And, so you understand what it means to be a fan that commutes.
Without question. And so, but most importantly on that, the thought of them moving, we just gave up our tickets. I mean, you know, this stay where you belong was our feeling there, or come to Las Vegas. But meanwhile, Majestic and Sands had already gotten in dialogue with Mark. And what's very interesting is Mark's parents were longtime visitors to Las Vegas, loved Las Vegas. In fact, when we moved here in the mid-60s, Al Davis was a frequenter to the Riviera Hotel where I worked as my first job, and which has just been imploded. So much for history. And but, you know, the excitement of it, I think it would really do beautifully for the team. Now that you've got the Rams back there, and, you know, you have that beautiful Levi Stadium up there for the 49ers. To me, that's four teams.
Yeah.
And a flight to Vegas, people would plan a vacation and spend 3-4 days. And our increased number of direct flights is out of sight. to say nothing of the fact we have over 220 direct international flights coming in here every week. So, you know, 155,000 hotel rooms 10 minutes from the airport. I mean, those are just numbers that are mind-boggling to me for having a good time, and that's what Las Vegas is about. Come on down, and we have a great resident community that really, really wants a team so desperately. And when K.J. Johnson was mayor, and I'm sorry, he's still not mayor, I think he termed out, I know him quite well. And, you know, I kept saying, well, at that time, I just kept saying, K.J., we'll take your river, you know, or a little water shy.
Right.
Yeah, a little
never
bit.
Dreaming that nearby, I mean, you know, we certainly have had our foot in the pond to try and get an NBA team. But I think the Kings are pretty solid where they are.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. No, so, you're not taking the Kings. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman.
Okay, love it here. Love it here. Trust me.
Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman joining us this morning. Now, I know that tourism is king in Vegas, so I think one of the big questions that I've been hearing kind of the buzz about is the curiosity around how Las Vegas is going to be as a sports city in terms of a fan base when a professional team comes to town, whether, you know, obviously hockey is coming, but also the Raiders, that's a much different size stadium to fill. Have you guys had much discussion or concern over that?
Well, your second piece about the stadium, we learned a lot about that. We were working for the soccer team here, the soccer franchise, because we knew they only had their 22 home games or 29, whatever they were, and what we were going to do the rest of the 365 days that were left out there. How are we going to fill that up? And, of course, there's a lot of enthusiasm. That was a much smaller stadium. This stadium, Majestic has said many times they're not going to build anything less than a 65,000-seat stadium.
Wow.
So that means with home games for an NFL, that would probably be 8 or 10. Then you couldn't be more right. You've just got to make it pay. And so what that means are top-notch stars coming in and filling the stadium. And it means soccer. It probably means rugby. It probably means University of Nevada, Las Vegas, holding events there. It certainly is appealing because we do have this wonderful name, Las Vegas, for us to get a Super Bowl here if that mm-hmm. happens, which seems to happen. Once one builds a stadium, two or three years out, you get a Super Bowl. So these are all parts of it, and I've spoken so much, I forgot the first half of your question.
Hey, you know what? I can kind of piggyback on that. With I think where we're going here is the emerging major sports market there, and one of those, obviously, you know, we've talked about the Raiders, one of those, Miss Mayor, being the NHL. There's a group in the ownership that we're a little familiar with out here in Sacramento, the Maloof family. Talk about the Maloofs being back in major sports and their relationship with the city of Vegas to this day.
Well, they're buddies of ours, too. And, of course, Bill Foley grabbed the Maloofs to get involved with him because he knew their hotel owners here. And, of course, absolutely know how involved they've been in sports over the years. And but their residents here as well, and a great group, a great family, very enthusiastic. They certainly know the heartbeat of gaming here, but they also know the resident population, which has now come back to me. No Alzheimer yet, Katie. I remember the first part. You know, we're a city of 2.1 million. And when I say a city, I really mean we are just really have come of age. We have so many people that are so ready out of that number. And you look around the country of cities of 2.2 million, 3 million about our side, we're continuing to grow. I mean, it's just been explosive here. They're just, what's the matter with us? Get us a team. And I know what will happen from that. In fact, I did, every time I see Adam Silver, I say to him, come on, come on, come on. I know that David Stern, who we saw 2 weeks ago in New York, He had really told Oscar, you know, it's almost like over my dead body will there ever be an NBA team in Las Vegas. But those were the days of we were the only show in gambling. But Adam has said, look, you got our summer program, you had that. And I said, well, just keep us in mind because I know we can handle easily three major league sports. And so our community, though, is it's solid. I mean, we are growing. And with every human being that breathes, except for the very rare few, they have a sport. They're passionate. And they come from all around the country and all around the world. And we have a lot of Oakland fans. We have a lot of Canadians, believe it or not. And so their passion, the number of emails and tweets and phone calls I've been getting from people from that live here, a whole bunch, I must tell you, from Toronto. We have a lot of people that go out and come from a boot. And every time I hear one of them, I just say, oh, my gosh, you're Canadian. How wonderful. So, but we just have that enthusiasm, and from Edmonton, I mean, it's just really, in fact, we have a consultant down here right now who's helping us with some educational things, and he's from Edmonton. He's so excited. He thinks, oh, my gosh, it's going to be great for Las Vegas. When I'm down here visiting, I'm going to make sure it's during season, and so.
Nice.
So we're ready.
Well, you know, last thing for you, and you've been great with your time, the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman, joining us. You know, forgive the whether it's ignorance or anything else I'm about to espouse here, but to the normal sports fan outside of Vegas, and I think to many in the sports leagues, the issue and the question when it comes to Vegas, betting aside, is you have young millionaires in Vegas. We saw there was a strip club there that was offering free attendance to any Oakland Raiders should they move there. You have, let's just say, having spent a lot of time in Vegas myself, you have many temptations in Vegas for the young millionaires. So as the mayor, who obviously represents your city very well, how do you combat that vision, whether it's a true or false vision, to these major sports owners and league members?
Well, you know, first of all, anytime I hear there's a millionaire or billionaire around, my antenna are up, and I'm going to meet with them to see if they'd like to put in some money into bringing another sport here. And the thing is, you've got to, and especially with young people, you've got to get them off the focus of that little handheld or laptop or whatever. You've got to get them to see that life is so exciting, so great. Let me build something that's going to affect and bring jobs and affect lots of people and make life great. Let me not just look at myself and my money and taking care of me. And so it's a wonderful opportunity. And as young people as we all, I have no idea. Your pictures, I've got them in front of me. You look pretty young. And so, of course, the fact that I've bleached my hair, you have no idea how old I am. But having been around the block a few times, we all grow up. And the key is for every single day to be more exciting than the last. And so these young people coming here, and you know as well as I do, for heaven's sakes, don't tell me there aren't opportunities in the Bay Area, L.A., all around this country. You can do whatever you want for the same things we just offer in locales that are licensed and monitored and regulated. You can find the same things illegally or legally anywhere in the country. So the key is, though, anytime you get a name, call me. So I can immediately get on this because I do see investors out there. And today with everybody creating a new, you know, an app, oh, my God, Trivago, I just heard that one.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Airbnb. I mean, people came up with these names and have sold them for millions. And I know every young person that's probably 4 years old and above is thinking, I'm going to make an app and get myself rich, too. But after a while, it gets very boring. Same old gets boring. So let's do something for the world and the community.
Well, Mrs. Mayor, we appreciate your time. We will be down in your fine city the 8th through the 14th for UFC 200 and then, of course, Las Vegas Summer League. So we will be enjoying Las Vegas, and you're a fine representative. Thank you so much.
Well, hopefully you'll stop by City Hall. It is beautiful, and you can see the whole city from my office.
Only if we get to say hi to you.
Well, we'd love that. There's lots to tell you about. Vegas can open your eyes a little bit more about things that we're doing here.
Look forward to it, Mrs. Mayor. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. You take care. That is Mayor Carolyn Goodman. I knew the name Oscar Goodman as a Las Vegas mayor of old. I didn't realize. I thought she was his daughter. I did not know they were married. You want to talk about a power couple?
I know.
My goodness.
And in all places in Vegas. Yeah.
And you know, I wouldn't say this with her on the phone, and I mean this with all respect, just in case she's listening, I say this as a compliment. You listen to the last 20 minutes of her talking and how good she is at representing Las Vegas. It says it on Wikipedia, so it's got to be true. 77 years old.
Wow.
And she's the mayor of Las Vegas. How great is that?
That's pretty freaking impressive.
It's 829 Village Financial waiting for your call. Go to homesandloansradio.com or call 750-1140. We'll take a break. When we come back, we ask the question before we welcome the mayor on, talking about this draft, and does it make a lot more sense, whether you believe in it or not, if it's a precursor to a DeMarcus Cousins trade. We'll explore those teams next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. It's 8:34.
Time for Jacuzzi's 60th anniversary sale at Jacuzzi of Sacramento. Call 315-TUBS. That's got to be like the best phone number. Tubbs.
Ugh. Like Crockett and Tubbs from Miami Vice. That's what I always think of. It's the drive, no Nate. Nate will be back tomorrow. Probably.
We were hoping.
Smelling like Robert Downey Jr. circa 1985. Dear Lord. I mean, my goodness. Yeah.
Oh.
Nate Daly. My goodness. He is on Drink Fest 2016 playing golf with his buddies. Good for him. Take the time off, Nate. We'll see you tomorrow. So it is no Nate, but it is Katie and Carmichael Dave taking all the way till 9 o'clock. So we asked the question before Mayor Goodman of Las Vegas came on. By the way, that'll be available later today at khtk.com. A lot of answers that weren't answers in there, but that's politician for you. But it was fun to hear some of the backstory involving the Raiders and the NHL. The NHL moving there, the Raiders obviously potentially moving there.
One of our listeners on the Tweeter machine. I love it when they tell us things like this because, I mean, this is probably not something you're going to find on Wikipedia, I'm guessing. But our buddy Gene said, hey, Katie, a little trivia for you. Oscar Goodman, the mayor's husband, was at one time the, quote, mob lawyer representing the mob when they ran Las Vegas.
There were a few controversies, if you look it up, involving Mr. Goodman.
Oh.
I don't know if
you know, it's funny, too, because when we were outside talking, it's like, man, you know, they've been there the last 18 years.
Yes.
Either he or she has been the mayor of Las Vegas. And I'm like, oh, gosh, they must have, what are they? They must have been, like, what, lawyers before that or something?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Hey. Yeah. Well, there's your Goodman family trivia for a Monday afternoon or morning, I should say. DeMarcus Cousins is set to wear the number 12 for the United States Olympic team, and that's all official. I believe the Olympic team finish now will be announced, I think, sometime today or tomorrow, not sure, but one of these very, very soon, as Kyrie Irving has elected. I believe Kyrie Irving was the last guy to join the team. So he's off Olympicking. And we had questions, obviously, Friday and today and all weekend about the Kings draft. We asked before Mayor Goodman came on, does this draft make more sense? Not emotionally, but does it make more sense logically if the Kings are preparing to move DeMarcus Cousins?
Right.
So right now, they're sitting with Willie Cauley-Stein, Scal Labissiere, and Giannis, Papa Giannis.
Jorgis, Papa Giannis.
Yeah, him. So I almost got it.
Yeah. We're going to keep going.
So that's
He's
happening.
He's going to be joining us tomorrow on the program.
Yes. Will he now?
Right,
fantastic
yeah.
there. So he arrived, as did
so
Isaiah
you have
Cousins.
24 hours.
Let's call him Big Papa. So Malachi Richardson, obviously out of Syracuse, joining the team. Isaiah Cousins was a second round pick, and then we mentioned Scott Labissiere. So you've got Labissiere, you have Papa Giannis, you have Willie Cauley-Stein, you have Kostas Koufos. So that's who your front line is right now without DeMarcus Cousins. You have one point guard under contract, and that's Darren Collison, and he's got legal issues right now. The two guard remains a hole, and they're trying to move Rudy Gay. Mm-hmm. So what type of haul could DeMarcus Cousins bring that would make that draft make a lot more sense? I would present three teams to you. It would have been four, because I think Orlando has long been a possible destination, and I think the Kings, as any team, would prefer to trade their superstar to the opposite conference. It's not a deal breaker, but I think it's a preference. And I believe that the package that Orlando sent to the Thunder for Serge Ibaka, they were going to trade that package at some point for a guy like Ibaka. That could have been, the Kings could have very easily gotten that same package from Orlando for DeMarcus Cousins. If they wished to trade him over there, they would have gotten the exact same deal. That leaves,
You would hope that DeMarcus Cousins would demand more value than Serge Ibaka.
I would think he would.
And I was shocked at how much they got in that deal for Serge Ibaka.
They got a ton.
There you go, Orlando.
So you look at Boston. It's long been rumored to have an eye on DeMarcus Cousins and what they have. Mm. Now, they have Isaiah Thomas starting at point guard. That's not going to come back. So you look at Marcus Smart, their backup, a very, very good young point guard.
Isaiah Thomas has become maybe Boston's biggest voice.
I think he has.
I mean, he is desperately trying. He is in Kevin Durant's ear like one of those crazy little gnats that you can't swat away that just keeps coming back and says that he pretty much guarantees that he can make a run at him because they've got a good friendship. So interesting.
So you're talking about Marcus Smart, and I know the Kings have long coveted Avery Bradley, the two guard. When healthy, is one of the, if not the best backcourt. He's a tremendous backcourt defender.
Yeah.
And then you look at Jay Crowder at the small forward. Now, those are obviously three spots that need to be filled for the Kings. The question is Boston, an up-and-coming team that made the playoffs last year?
Well, the small forward position, which you're talking about, Jay Crowder, is we're assuming that's on an assumption that Rudy Gay will, in fact, not be here next year. Yeah.
So the question is, would Boston give up Smart, Bradley, and Crowder, two starters and a backup, and just basically completely change their team? And then you're reuniting Isaiah Thomas and DeMarcus Cousins, and Isaiah Thomas is going to have a say in that. And there's long been rumors that they didn't get along as teammates. And then you see them on Twitter, dapping each other and having fun and complimenting each other. So nobody knows.
It's like a love fest.
Yeah. Who the hell knows? So there's Boston. So just quick question. If Danny Ainge called you, Katie Divots, and said, hey, Katie, GM of the Kings, we'll give you Smart, Bradley, and Crowder for DeMarcus Cousins. Do you do the deal?
Yeah.
Okay. So then that gives you Smart, Bradley, Jay Crowder at the three. You're also going to get something for Rudy Gay. And then your front court, again, would assumedly be Ryan Anderson and Willie Cauley-Stein. Mm-hmm. We move over one. Here's another example. A little bit different now, but Philadelphia has two pieces that they've reportedly been willing to move. But the issue is both those pieces are front court pieces, the major ones, and Nerlens Noel.
Mm-hmm.
And Jahlil Okafor. We'll leave Joel Embiid out of the equation. But you're talking about Okafor and Noel. Don't see how that would work across. And the reason I bring Philly in is because, A, they have those two pieces, and, B, you wonder if part of that deal, what would be convenient with Philadelphia, would be to adjust or eliminate the draft considerations that Philly has on the Kings right now with the two draft picks. But the rest of their roster, obviously, Bill Simmons. Ben Simmons isn't going anywhere. They're number one pick. So I don't know how that would work.
I think that if we're taking that approach to this, saying, okay, well, when we're breaking down the Kings draft, let's try and look at the moves based on if the Kings would potentially be moving DeMarcus Cousins.
Right.
I think that if DeMarcus is moved, I don't think it's going to be a two-team deal. I think it's going to have to, his value is of that. I don't see, Boston getting rid of Marcus Smart.
Jay Crowder and Avery
and
Bradley. Yeah, someone says you're a bad GM because you didn't get a draft pick out of that. I tell you right now, I cannot imagine Danny Ainge trading all three of those guys.
Yeah, they're not going to trade those
much
three
less
guys.
A pick.
So it would be a multi-team deal to be able to, because of DeMarcus's value.
Yes.
You would be decimating most of your team to get the value out of it. So, yeah, it would be a multi-team deal.
What is attractive about DeMarcus Cousins, again, taking emotion out of the equation other than his talent, is the fact that he's locked into a $15 million deal for two more seasons.
He's very affordable, under the new TV deal when everyone's salaries are skyrocketing.
There's a probable chance that DeMarcus Cousins won't even be the highest player on his own team next year.
Highest paid player, yeah.
I guarantee you if free agency works out the way the Kings want it to, there may be one, maybe even two guys on this team that make more than DeMarcus Cousins. The final team before we go to break, and I bring this up only to kind of dismiss it, is the Los Angeles Lakers. In the past, it was thought Julius Randle, D'Angelo Russell, and possibly the Lakers pick this year, which turned out to be Brandon Ingram, was on the table in one form or the
other. Same thing. I don't see that happening.
I don't see it happening.
Because of who is on the I mean, they have basically tanked for a while now because they were giving Kobe his kind of farewell tour. And all of the young pieces that they've acquired, now that Kobe's gone, that's your future. You're not getting rid of your future.
You're completely mortgaging that.
Yes.
You're trusting in DeMarcus Cousins. And again, just to be clear, because we don't bring it up enough, especially talking about this stuff, is that DeMarcus Cousins doesn't want to go anywhere. Again, to reiterate,
he badly
wants to stay here. Finally, somebody asked, because we didn't mention it, what did Orlando get for Ibaka? And our apologies for assuming that was out there. I mean, it's out there, but not everybody's going to have that memorized. Victor Oladipo, Ersan Ilyasova, and the rights that ended up being rookie Domantas Sabonis. So that was the package that Orlando gave up for Serge Ibaka. We'll take a break. It is 8:45. Village Financial waiting for your call. Go to homesandloansradio.com or 750-1140. We have some sound, including Derek Rose's first reaction to being traded. Also, Tony Stewart had a winning day yesterday. And in addition to Derek Rose, Pete Rose gets an honor over the weekend, and we'll play some sound from that. All finishing up on the drive.
Home run king.
Yes, yeah, it's right. The all-time home run king. Thank you. Thank you for that. I thought I'd get through that tease without that, Jay. It's Sports 1140 KHDK. Final segment on the drive. All week long, we're going to have draft reaction for you as well as we'll go around the nation. I know some of you love that. Trust me, I'm with you. But kind of curious to see what different people think of the Sacramento Kings draft. Some programming notes for you.
You're such a nerd.
Let's see. You will be gone next Tuesday, correct?
That is the plan as of right now, to vacation next week to go. Just up
prepping
for
everyone.
Yeah. But it could potentially change because I got some, work things to be fixing and dealing with that are timely.
Okay, so you're not the only one unsure of your future schedule. Tiger Woods was asked yesterday and when he will return.
Well, I'm playing. It's just I need more time. I still need to get stronger. I need to recover faster. And that's just going to, unfortunately, take time, which, I'm not a real patient person when it comes to that, pushing through some of my rehabs. I've come back. I've won major championships, so doing it that way. But this one's different. This one, I'm older. Mm-hmm. It takes a little longer to recover and to heal. And I'm going to do it right so I don't have another surgery.
Yes, but Tiger, will you play this year?
Is there a chance you won't play this year?
I don't know. I want to play, put it that way. I want to play. I don't know if I will, but I do want to, and I'm trying. I'm trying, each and every day I'm doing my workouts. Sometimes they're two and three times a day. I'm working my tail off.
All right, so.
What? Is it wrong of me to kind of...
Yes, probably.
Does he not sound like somebody that's potentially like trying to sell you something from a kiosk in the mall?
He's very,
It's like... Like, he can't sound like that. Is that just his interview?
That's him.
Is that interview Tiger?
That's
or is that,
Tiger.
Like, on the plane with Michael and Charles Barkley in Vegas? Is that how he also sounds?
I think we all sound differently when we're doing, I'm sure I would
like to play.
Yeah.
I would like to play, but I'm not sure right now.
That's Tiger. That's what he sounds like. Yesterday, let's see, we've got Tony Stewart, who passed Denny Hamlin. There was some hijinks and drama at the end out there in Sonoma.
Two more corners. Hamlin trying to pull
Tony's
away.
Close enough.
Stewart inside. He hit. And Stewart comes off turn 11. Look at this. He's coming to the flag. Tony Stewart wins.
Hey.
How did that happen?
Well, there you go. I'm looking for our boy, where our boy Dylan Lupton finish. I'm looking. I see that. I guess he wasn't in the top 30. Guess he wasn't. I see the top 30 wasn't in that. I was watching most of it. He was right around 34, 35. What? They only give you the top 30? Oh, here we go.
That ain't right.
He finished. Yep, there you go. He finished 35th. So Bell Brothers racer Dylan Lupton finished 35th in his first race there in the old Sprinty Cup.
He
started 38th. He finished 35th. That is a 3-car improvement. Finished ahead of such racers as Clint Bowyer. So Dylan Lupton better than Clint Bowyer in only one race. So, hey, there you go. Attaboy Dylan Lupton. Hassan Whiteside says he wants to narrow his list down.
Have you narrowed your list already?
No, not yet.
Or never mind.
Because teams really can't say anything until July 1st. I really know by then the full extent of what teams is open.
Derek Rose on being traded.
I don't know why I was traded, but I would like to tell him thank you. For real.
Oh, wow. Here's you know what? That's messed up, though, because he is a Chicago boy.
Yeah.
Like, are you alienating? Like, you know,
to be fair, what if he was saying, that's how everyone's taking that. What if he was saying, I don't
is
know why I was traded.
Way to take
yes.
It?
And I'll show you how. I don't know why I was traded, but I'd like to say thank you. Either way, thank you, Chicago, for all these years. You've been phenomenal to me, and you'll always be
okay,
my home.
But it's saying it like that, like you just said, and saying it like...
I know. Here's Pete Rose.
But you never realized this all those years, but I was really... You motivated me to play the way I did. And I don't know if it's being brought up in Cincinnati or what it was. Believe me, when you're a player in that dugout... You get the vibes from the audience. You get the vibes from the fans. And I think all the guys on the Big Red Machine will agree with me. We had the greatest fans ever in the 70s.
And we can't end the show without this. Here's your San Francisco Giants, 31-10, I believe, in their last 41 of Connor Gillespie.
Line drive down the right field line. That's a base hit. And that's going to win the ball game. It goes to the wall. And here comes Pena around third with a winner.
There you go. That's John Miller. Our thanks to Jay Johnson. Our thanks to Mayor Goodman from Las Vegas. Katie, you did a fine job today.
Hey, you did a horrible job.
Wow. All right. No, no thanks to me. Jim Rome is next. See you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Sports 1140 KHDK.